Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1580, slide. Visible translated text is as follows down. I would write him notes, and he would write me, but he went beyond himself in writing to me, and I brought them back to him and asked him for my letters. I would lay them down and go downstairs for something, and I would come back, and they would be gone, and in 2 or 3 days I would find them lying around in a peculiar place. I don't know whether any of these letters were dated. I didn't pay that much attention to them. He would write 6 or 7 pages in one letter, and as high as 10 pages. These 27 sheets, written in lead pencil, are some of the letters received by me and were taken out of my cell. They were written by James Conley and are in his handwriting. 2 of these letters he handed me himself. All of the letters are in his handwriting. I received these letters when I was in the jail in Atlanta at the same time that Conley was there. I wrote these letters consisting of 22 separate pages to Conley. These 22 separate pages are in my handwriting. They are letters that I wrote to Conley while in the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. Some of them are dated. One of them, I believe, is dated January 15th. Some of them are undated. I got my letters to Conley by giving them to different men who were serving sentences in jail. They were short-term prisoners. I didn't deliver any of the letters to Conley through any of the deputy sheriffs, only through the prisoners. I would receive 2 or 3 letters a day from Conley, and I would write him every 2 or 3 days. I received other letters from Conley, about as many as you have shown me. I don't know what became of them. I am marking in red ink the letters which Conley wrote to me, and in red ink the letters which I wrote to Conley. This is the absolute truth. Nobody has promised me anything to make this statement. Nobody has threatened me. I have lived in Atlanta 21 years. My associates are Mary Lou Wright, Viola Bear, and Annie Morgan. Attached to the affidavit of Annie Maud Carter were the following letters. 67.